Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
And you're listening to the pregame show, and we'll come back and have more from Jay County High School right after this timeout.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Toys, toys, and more Melissa and Doug toys. Kalp Pharmacy has gifts for babies, toddlers, and school-aged children, so we can help you cross off a name or two on your Christmas list. Melissa and Doug toys are great for hands-on learning, imagination, and creative fun. So check out the selection of toys this Christmas season at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to constantly guard your castle? Hi, I'm Eric Bracken with Fort Recovery Insurance with an even better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details, and let's keep your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
Carrier, turn to the experts. See Dave's Heating and Cooling at 1238 West Water Street in Portland or call 726-2138.
Back here at Jay County High School. Again, Fort Recovery and Jay County, the border battle here for 2023. The junior varsity game went to Jay County. It was a three-quarter game. Patriots led 15-10 after one, 32-15 at the half, and 44-24. The final, I guess, there really was no half. Again, after two quarters, and then Jay County wins at 44-24. For the endings, they were led in scoring by Maddie Shainline with 5, 4 for Bridget Holman, 4 for McKenna Hillscamp, 3 for Ivy Toby, 3 for Sophia Guggenbiller, and 2 each for Emma Schmitz, Cameron Mullenkamp, and 1 point for Bryn Wilman. For Jay County, 16 points for Layla Newton, 13 for Natalie Carreno, 10 for Alexis Cybray, 3 for Meredith Dirksen, and 2 for Mackenzie Kramer. Again, Jay County 44, Fort Recovery 24 in junior varsity play. Patriots go to 3-5 on the season. We'll come back, have more on our pregame show coming up right after this timeout.
Dr. Abby Small and Dr. David Follenkamp are proud to announce that Dr. Small has acquired the optometry office of Dr. David Follenkamp and is now known as Elite Eye Care. You can be assured that the same fantastic optometry services will continue with Dr. Abby Small. In addition, Dr. Follenkamp will remain at the office to help with the transition. Elite Eye Care, the optometry office of Dr. Abby Small, 1111 North Meridian Street, Portland, and welcoming new patients.
When you have a sewer or drain problem, you don't want excuses. You want results. Locally owned by John Lancaster, Roto-Rooter offers state-of-the-art camera inspection, jet cleaning, and, of course, septic tank pumping. Don't trust your sewer problem to just any name. Trust John Lancaster and Roto-Rooter Service. Serving a four-county area. Reliable service.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
Tim Klingensmith at Raymond James & Associates in Portland is proud of our Jay County Patriots team and wishes Jay County good luck this season. At Raymond James, the financial well-being of their clients always comes first. Raymond James financial advisor Tim Klingensmith, with over 30 years of experience, along with Maria Snow, client services associate, are available to help you with your financial needs at 928 North Meridian Street in Portland or call 260-726-8596. Raymond James & Associates in Incorporated. Member New York Stock Exchange, SIPC. Life well planned.
Let's talk interest rates. Not that kind of interest. I mean interest in you. At First Merchants Bank, we are 100% interested in your success. Our bankers provide a level of attentiveness unlike any other. We're here to get to know you and to be a helpful partner in your financial success. Aren't you tired of your bank just saying they care about your business? Make the switch to First Merchants Bank and feel the difference of real, honest interest in you. First Merchants Bank. For a better banking experience, visit firstmerchants.com/switch, helping you prosper. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at Jay County, the Patriots and the Indians just about set to go. Reminder coming up tonight, Jay County and Fort Recovery boys basketball. It will start with the freshman game at 5 o'clock. JV around 6:15 or so, and then varsity to follow. We'll have both JV and varsity coming up tonight around 6:15 or so, again from Fort Recovery High School. And Zeb Hudson joins me. And Zeb, we always look forward to this game every year. Good border battle. Jay County's dominated the last couple of years. We'll see if we get a little more battle tonight or today.
Well, it hasn't shown so far in the JV match, but yeah, we hope that Fort Recovery has improved over the years. But Jay County has also lost a lot over the last couple of years as well.
So hopefully moving toward each other, at least as far as getting a good game here this afternoon. How about our starters here for these two teams?
First for Fort Recovery, at guard, a 5'5 senior, number 5, Callie Wendell. At guard, a 6-foot junior, number 20, Kennedy Mullenkamp. At guard, a 5'4 freshman, number 22, McKenna Hillskamp. At forward, a 5'11 junior, number 3, Carly Nakamp. And at forward, a 5'10 senior, number 10, Sage Luthold. For Jay County, at guard, a 5'8 freshman, number 12, Hallie Sweeterman. At guard, a 5'9 senior, number 32, Brianna Dirksen. At forward, a 5'7 senior, number 10, Sophie Saxman. At forward, a 5'11 senior, number 5, Molly Mullenkamp. And at center, a 6-foot senior, number 24, Bella Denton.
Again, for Fort Recovery, they are coached by Tyler Deitch. They are 1-2. He's in his first year at Fort Recovery. The Indians average 38.7 points a game on offense, giving up 47 on defense. Jay County coach, first year coach as well, Sherry McIntyre. The Patriots are 5-2. They average 50.7 points a game on offense, giving up 42 on defense. Both teams are coming off wins on Tuesday. Fort Recovery 43-38 over Mississinewa Valley. Jay County 55-48, a win at Northeastern. We'll come back. We'll have the tip and more coming up after this timeout.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery sells and services Case IH and Kubota farm equipment. We back up everything we sell and other brands of farm equipment. And that's where you come in. We need diesel technicians, combine and harvest technicians, and equipment set up. At Hull Brothers, we'll give you very competitive pay, great benefits, and paid training. Starting pay is based on experience. You ought to consider joining the Hull Brothers team in Fort Recovery, serving the area's farmers since 1896.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Forsyth Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation. their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
At Portland Insurance, we're committed to helping your business plan for the unexpected. No matter whether you're a small mom-and-pop shop or a large international business, we can find the proper coverage and make it as simple as possible. For more about your business insurance, see me, Kyle Champ, at Portland Insurance Agency, 115 East Main in Portland.
Join the hundreds of Jay County area residents who have made Pack-A-Sack their convenience store. Here in Jay County, you'll find Pack-A-Sack in Portland, Dunkirk, Redkey, and Bryant. Whether you're gassing up with Pack-A-Sack's quality gasoline, filling up your cup with fresh brewed coffee, or enjoying Pack-A-Sack's great selection of snack foods and soft drinks, you'll discover why Pack-A-Sack is your convenience store and a whole lot more. You'll also find Subway restaurants inside the Pack-A-Sack stores in Dunkirk, Redkey, and Bryant. Stop in soon and experience outstanding customer service and their friendly employees who will greet you with a smile at your nearby Pack-A-Sack. Rex Fugit and Jim Persinger at Mid-States Concrete and General Construction are proud to be the source for all of your commercial and industrial concrete and general construction needs, plus crane service as well. Mid-State's corporate office is now located in the former bank building on Highway 67 in Red Key. Please consider making MSC your go-to contractor for your next commercial or industrial project. MSC, proud to support Jay County students in the classroom and on the courts.
Back here at Jay County, Fort Recovery and Jay County girls basketball. It's just about set to go. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Indians and the Jay County Patriots from Dr. Kim Vormore, Dr. Tom Banna, and all the staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart at Vormore Family Dentistry, formerly known as Family Dentistry, at the west edge of Portland. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor is by Kalp Pharmacy. In Kalp Pharmacy, ask about your Kalp Pharmacy weekly prescription program with delivery when you need prescriptions to your home on a weekly basis. Again, Kalp Pharmacy, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Finishing up the introductions to the Jay County starting lineup. Sophie Saxon being introduced for the Patriots. Next game for Jay County will be on Tuesday. That's a home game against Muncie Central. Please note that's a varsity-only game, and that will start at 7 o'clock. So 7 p.m. start on Tuesday. Jay County taking on more purple and Muncie Central. Fort Recovery's next game will be on Thursday at New Bremen. They will take on the Cardinals. Again, first-year coaches for both teams. Tyler Deitch, Sherry McIntyre.
Well, there'll definitely be not a lack of Mullenkamps or camps on the court today.
Right.
D camp, Mullenkamp, Hills camp.
There's so many camps, there should be a bonfire. Ready to go. In Cal Pharmacy, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. The tap is tapped out of bounds. And
saying it's going to be Jay County's ball.
All the referees looked at each other. And the Patriots will get it. Here's Brianna Dirksen. Hands off to Molly Mullenkamp. Molly dribbles in, puts the shot up, missed it. Rebound taken down by Saxman of Jay. No good. Rebound taken down for Fort Recovery. And the Indians have the ball. Quickly up the court they come. It is Carly Niekamp. Passes out. Nearly over and back. It's stolen away anyway. Jay County picks it up. Here's Mullenkamp going to the hoop and scoring. Oh, she missed it. The rebound taken down by Niekamp. That was 7/8 down, came back out.
Yeah. A good play by Wendell to save that from going over and back. But
she saved it right to Jay County, though.
Yes.
Here's McKenna Hills camp. Makes it to the lap to Niekamp. Carly has it, dribbles in, lost the ball for Nee. Here come the Patriots off the turnover. Here's Sweeterman, and she'll put it up and in. Allie Sweeterman gets off to a good start. And Jay leads it 2-0. We're a minute into the first quarter on our Count Pharmacy scoreboard.
I'm not entirely sure that was not over and back either.
This pressure is going to get to Fort Recovery, and it already has. We have a held ball going to Fort Recovery. Inbounds comes in to Hillscamp. To Mullenkamp, Kennedy Mullenkamp. A little taller than Molly.
Not by much.
Not by much. Over to Callie Wendell. Now to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Dishes off to Hillscamp. Out to Wendell for three, a long three. It's no good, out of bounds. Callie was about 5 feet beyond the line.
I don't think that's her range.
Wouldn't think so. Not that I can remember from before that she shot that far out. Here's Sweeterman. Out to Saxman.
But at least she got an open shot.
Saxman to the hoop, puts it up and draws a foul. Got a screen and went to the hoop.
Foul will be on McKenna Hillscamp, her first, team's first of the quarter. Again, Saxman shooting two.
The first is good. Makes it 3-0. Jay. Missed the second one. Rebound tapped out. Comes to Fort Recovery. Here come the Indians. Callie Wendell dribbles in. Shot blocked by Sweeterman. Patriots get the rebound. Here's Hallie Sweeterman going to the hoop. Puts it up. Missed the shot. Rebound for Callie Wendell. So Callie missed, and Hallie got the rebound. Hallie missed, and Callie got the rebound. 3-0, the Patriots in the lead, 2 minutes into the first quarter, our Calc Pharmacy scoreboard. Deep three for the Indians is no good for Saves Muthold. Rebound for the Indians, shot blocked by Brianna Dirksen, and a foul on Fort Recovery. Should be on Hillscamp. Nope.
Kneecamp. Her first, team second of the quarter.
She was on the other side. Here's Sweeterman. Stops at the midcourt line, now crosses. Up to Brianna Dirksen. Dirksen in the lane to Denton. Denton, an extra pass to Saxman, up no good. A rebound taken down by Kneecamp of Fort Recovery. Patriots have had some good looks early on. Especially down low, but not going.
I'm going to say lots of layup opportunities. This has not fallen.
3-0 Patriots in the lead. Here's Hillscamp to Mullenkamp. Cross court to Wendell. Wendell on the right wing. Goes to the corner now to Luthold. She'll drive. Cut off. And the pass is stolen by Brianna Dirksen.
I'm not sure she didn't travel or step out of bounds, but she ended up throwing it away.
Down to Molly Mullenkamp. She'll miss the shot. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery.
I think she thought she was going to get called for a walk.
Kennedy Mullenkamp rebounds to Molly Mullenkamp. Miss. Shot for the end is no good on a three by number three, Carly Kneecamp. Rebound for Jay County. Here's Mullenkamp going to the hoop, and she'll miss. Rebound for Saxman, up and good. Finally, someone makes a basket. It's been a while. And Jay leads at 5-0 on our Calc Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Indians with the left side, Hillscamp. Dishes off to Kneecamp. She'll come in and an offensive foul.
Saxman was set on that one.
She was set, but I don't think there was enough contact to make her fall down. So, a little acting job by Sophie.
Kneecamp second, team's third of the quarter.
Sweeterman on the inbounds. Indians will press full court.
Let's just say it wasn't as bad as a LeBron flop.
Yeah. Here's Saxman going to the hoop. A little hop step, missed a shot. Rebound, Fort Recovery. Indians dominating the glass, at least on Jay County's end. Not many second chances for the Patriots. Three deep is no good for Kinsey Garkey. Rebound out of bounds to Jay County. Danielle Denton, May in.
Denton out, May in.
And the Patriots want a timeout. Timeout on the floor, 3:44 to play in the first quarter. Jay County leads it 5-0.
How can you make the holidays a little sweeter this year? Whether you're decorating, feeding a crowd, baking with the little ones, or shopping for gifts, our local businesses have you covered. The shops, businesses, restaurants, and service providers in our own backyard are your source for holiday sparkle, Christmas cheer, and warm winter memories. This holiday season, shop and buy local. Because when it comes to spreading holiday cheer, supporting our local businesses is the sweetest way to give. This reminder to shop local is brought to you by First Bank of Bern.
I know what you're thinking. You don't want to come home from work shaking your head wondering, is this all there is? Well, Hull Brothers and Ford Recovery is your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, and we need technicians and mechanics for our service department. Are you technically inclined and enjoy working on farm equipment? Well, give us a call. Hull Brothers has very competitive pay and great benefits, and we'll pay you while we train you. Experienced technicians are preferred, but that's not required. Call us today or apply online and join the Hull Brothers team.
Jay County runs a play out of the timeout, and Danielle May with the layup. Patriots lead it 7-0. And Fort Recovery nearly threw it away, and Wendell traveled.
Yeah, Jay County ran the play off of a press break. Got Danielle May a bucket.
I like that play for Wendell, but she said she traveled. I mean, it looked good for figure skating.
Yes.
Nice spin.
Had she been able to dribble, it would have worked.
Yeah. But she had two Patriots on her at the time, so when she went to spin, she traveled. Here's Sweeterman. Goes to the hoop, jump stop, flips the shot up, missed. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. Patriots having trouble with layups today. Although that was way wild on the shot. With it is Garkey. Up top, gets it back. Garkey goes to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Kennedy with the basketball goes to her right to Wendell. Back to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Left to Garkey, back to Wendell, around to Mullenkamp. And in the lane to Luthold, and now stolen away by Brianna Dirksen. She'll try a layup and make it.
Still uses the left hand for a left-handed layup.
A lot of times she misses that shot with the left hand, but that one she got to go. Jay County pressing to half court, knocked away, stolen. Mullenkamp had the steal, she'll bring it down and score. And timeout Fort Recovery. Full timeout for the Indians. 2:06 to play in the first quarter. Jay County leads it 11-0. Back after this here on WPGW.
For all of your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning equipment and service, see Dave McGill and Dustin Heftel at D&D Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Dave and Dustin have over 50 years' experience offering Comfort Maker heating and air conditioning service, Rheem water heaters, plus water conditioning, eel and jetter service, well service, plus sewer and water service. Located at 123 North Depot Street behind Subway. Call D&D at 260-766-4249. License number PC 1960052. D&D Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Portland. The John Jay Center for Learning is now enrolling students for their industrial maintenance classes. You can enroll as an individual student, or if you operate a business or industry, enroll several of your employees for these industrial maintenance classes. Increase your skills to increase your pay by enrolling today in the industrial maintenance classes at the John Jay Center for Learning in Portland. To enroll in these classes conducted in a $1 million maintenance lab at the John Jay Center in downtown Portland, call 729-5525.
11-0, Jay County in the lead on our Calp Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, Calp Pharmacy, go there for your handicap medical equipment. Again, visit Calp Pharmacy's Handicap Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Still for Molly Mullenkamp, still missed the layup. The rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. She was going to the right side, and she faded to the right, and that's why she missed the layup.
Foul will be on Bella Denton, her first, Jay County's first of the quarter.
When Molly went up for the layup, she faded away from the basket. That caused the miss.
JV had about four or five of those breakaway layups that they missed.
Two shots for the Indians. And Callie Wendell gets them on the scoreboard.
I have a feeling I know what practice is going to be on Monday.
11-1 the score.
Sweeterman back in. Mullenkamp will get a breather.
Second free throw for Wendell is good. 11-2, the Patriots in the lead on the Calc Pharmacy scoreboard. In full court press for Fort Recovery. It's led to a lot of Patriot layups, but it's actually been effective because the Patriots are missing the layups. Here's Holly Sweeterman going to the hoop. She'll miss the shot. Rebound Saxman. She'll put it up and get it with a foul. To be fair, a lot of these layups are contested.
Foul is on McKenna Hills Camp, her second, team's fourth of the quarter. One shot for Saxman.
Missed it. 13-2, the Patriots in the lead. 1:20 to play in this first quarter. Wendell in trouble. Now Mullenkamp in trouble. They get out of it. Around to Garkey. Garkey goes to the corner to Wendell. Now knocked away by the Patriots. Steal for Saxman. Sophie will bring it down herself. Goes to the hoop, puts it up, and scores. 15-2, Jay in the lead.
Yeah, Saxman knocked it away right to May. May gave it back. So May get assist on that then?
Yeah. Under a minute to play in the first quarter. Again, our Calc Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Here's Garkey. Ball knocked away by Sweeterman. She picks it up. Now she lost it. And the Indians have it back. Ball knocked away, but they get it back again in a foul on Brianna Dirksen.
Her first, team second. I think Fort Recovery's to the point where they've got to, I know they keep wanting to get the ball inside. They've got to abandon that and just start shooting to live and die by the three, because that's what a lot of teams do against this Jay County defense.
Yeah, you try and get inside, and good luck with that. 1 of 2 for Sage Luthold. It's 15-3. 30 seconds to play, and Jay County may play for one shot. And our first quarter scoreboard sponsored by Calc Pharmacy. 3 for Holly Sweeterman, no good. Rebound tapped around and comes to Danielle May, now stolen away by the Indians. And Callie Wendell. Just call that a rebound for Wendell rather than a turnover. Ball shot blocked by Saxman. Rebound and ends up no good by Luthold, and she is fouled again.
Denton's second, team's third. Even though the scoreboard says four, but
two shots. The first is good for Luthold. Again, ask about Calc Pharmacy's weekly prescription program with delivery of your needed prescriptions to your home on a weekly basis.
Mullenkamp back in for Jay County. Denton goes out with the two fouls.
6.7 seconds left in the quarter. Second free throw is missed. Rebound tapped, and it goes out of bounds off Molly Mullenkamp. Indians will get it back.
With 4 seconds to go. Niekamp will come back in for Fort Recovery.
Garkey out. 4 seconds. They'll lob it in, knocked away by Saxman, picked up by Mullenkamp of Jay County, and that's the quarter.
For the long 4 seconds.
You got to remember when I say picked up by Mullenkamp. Oh, yeah, Jay County's Mullenkamp. So another turnover. After one, it's Jay County 15 and Fort Recovery 4. Thanks to Calc Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, 15-4, Jay County in the lead. Back after this here on WPGW.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Calc Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Toys, toys, and more Melissa and Doug toys. Calc Pharmacy has gifts for babies, toddlers, and school-aged children, so we can help you cross off a name or two on your Christmas list. Melissa and Doug toys are great for hands-on learning, imagination, and creative fun. So check out the selection of toys this Christmas season at Calc Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. HealthMart, taking the time to listen and care.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Jay County ball to start the second quarter. Our scoreboard sponsored by K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Danielle May misses a three. The rebound taken down by Fort Recovery.
Again, that one rattled in and out.
Yep. We'll see if that continues on that end when Fort Recovery's shooting down there. A lot of shots gone in and out so far today for Jay. Ball is kicked out of bounds. First quarter stats.
CJ County was 7 of 19 for 37% from the floor, 1 of 3 for 33% from the free throw line, and 0 for 1 from 3-point range.
Got a tie up on possession to Fort Recovery.
Fort Recovery was 0 for 7 from the floor, 4 of 6 for 67% from the free throw line, and 0 for 5 from 3-point range.
Turnovers, Jay County with 1, Fort Recovery with 10 in that first quarter. Ball knocked away. Indians will get it back and a foul on Brianna Dirksen, I think.
If it is, that's her second.
It is.
Team's first of the quarter.
She looked the most guilty before the referee pointed at her. So a couple of Patriots with 2 fouls. And Brianna will come out. For Dirksen, switch at the next stop. Long 3-4 Wendell again missed it. The rebound taken down by Saxman. Jay County has numbers quickly up to Sweeterman. She'll bring it down and score. Saxman the assist. Sweeterman in the basket. Makes it 17-4. Indians looking for their first basket. They have 4 free throws. Here's Callie Wendell. Wendell pass knocked out of bounds by Dirksen. Now Meredith Dirksen will check in for Brianna.
I still want to know how that works on how it's always the Dirksen switch.
Almost always. And rarely do they play at the same time. 17-4 the score. Jay County by 13, although it seems like more. Indians have really struggled against this defense. All knocked away by Saxman. Indians get it back with Mullenkamp. Dishing off, driving his kneecap. Back out to Mullenkamp. 3 is good. Kennedy Mullenkamp with the first basket. It's now 17-7. Good ball movement that time for Fort Recovery. Here's Meredith Dirksen. Bounce pass to Sweeterman. Back to Dirksen. Bounce pass to Danielle May. Now to Saxman. To Meredith. Open for 3. No good. A rebound taken down by Niekamp of Fort Recovery. Good look again. Would not go. 17-7. The Patriots by 10. Here is Callie Wendell. Bounce pass to Mullenkamp. Kennedy with the basketball goes to Wendell. Down, down low, knocked away by Saxman. She has the steal. Quickly up the court to Mullenkamp. Molly squares and misses the shot. Rebound taken down, up no good by Meredith Dirksen. And she'll be at the line for 2.
Foul be on Niekamp. That's her 3rd. Team's first of the quarter.
So 2 shots for Meredith Dirksen. The first is good. Natalie Carreno checks in for Jay County. Danielle May out. Let's see who came in for Fort Recovery. Sophia Guggenbiller came in. Free throw number 2 is good. And Niekamp went out. 19-7, Jay in the lead. Here's Kennedy Mullenkamp. She's in trouble. Finally gets out of it to Garkey. Back to Kennedy. Into the corner now for Callie Wendell. Wendell has her pass deflected. Indians get up back. Almost every pass is deflected. That one was stolen away by Molly Mullenkamp. To Meredith Dirksen, she traveled. Meredith was like, I don't want it in this spot. You take it back. And really, she had a layup if she wanted it. Obviously, she didn't want it. 19-7, the Patriots in the lead. It kind of goes to 1-3-1 this time. Indians will try a three. Garkey, no good. Rebound out of bounds. Again, K&L Tractor Sales and Service are our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Your New Holland and Claus Farm Equipment dealer is K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. Again, K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Here's Carreno up top to Mullenkamp. Molly spins around to Sweeterman. She'll dribble in, bounce pass to Carreno. Feeds in the lane to Saxman. Her shot, no good. Rebound taken down by Luthold of Fort Recovery. Indians have had a pretty good inside defense. Holly Sweeterman falls down. That allows an open shot for Mullenkamp. Kennedy misses. Rebound taken down by Jay. Holly goes to the hoop. Sweeterman misses an offensive foul.
On Sweeterman.
Yep.
Her first, team second. Gotta get Danielle May back in the game.
Holly out. May in. McKenna Hillscamp came back in for Fort Recovery. 19-7, Jay in the lead. It's only 12, but it seems like it's about 25. Fort Recovery's just unable to get something going. They step out of bounds. Again, K&L Tractor Sales and Service, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Your dealer for those dependable New Holland tractors is K&L Tractor Sales and Service.
With Sweeterman and Brianna Dirksen out, it leaves a lack of point guard on the floor for Jay County.
It shows there over and back. We'll get Sweeterman right back in. Maybe they thought that she had two fouls. I don't know.
Maybe we'll talk to her about her shot selection.
Maybe. 12-point lead for Jay County. 3:15 to play in the second quarter. Sweeterman back in and Meredith Dirksen out. Ball knocked away. Holly has the steal and her pass is stolen back. So back-to-back turnovers.
It was deflected when she tried to get it back to Mullenkamp.
Now the ball is pinballing around and Danielle May will pick it up. Quickly down the court to Saxman. She'll put it up. Missed the shot. Rebound. Carreno up. No good. She is fouled. That ball will not go in the hoop.
Right now, either team don't think they will go in.
That last sequence down on this end of the court, the ball was knocked away and batted off about three or four different hands before someone could finally pick it up. Carino's free throw, no good. Kind of an ugly first half. Second free throw, also no good. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. With it is Callie Wendell. Wendell to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp cross court back to Wendell. Now to Hillscamp. Hillscamp, they're freshmen, one of the freshmen. There are a few on this roster. Grabbing now, cut off is Luthold. Cross court pass. Long two pointer is no good for Hillscamp. She kind of gets the rebound. Here's Saxman. It's 3-on-1, and Sweeterman will score the assist for Saxman.
That time Molly Mullenkamp just was a go-between.
Pretty much.
She never touched the ball, but she was just there in the middle just to be a distraction.
She made sure no one came in and intercepted the pass.
Right.
21-7, Jay, in the lead travel.
Yep. Yeah, that or jump ball, one of two.
That is 16 Fort Recovery turnovers in this first half. Jay County has five.
Fort Recovery just having a hard time figuring out Jay County's defense and how to work around it.
Yeah, a lot of teams have that problem. Switterman spins, hands out to May. Mollenkamp down low for Saxman. She'll put it up and score. Got a contact. No call.
Her first points of the quarter.
Fort Recovery won in an offensive foul. The referee didn't buy it. 23-7 on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Here's Hillscamp. Knocked away. They got it back. Ooh. Dangerous pass. Here's Wendell for three. No good. Rebound. Batted around. It's on the floor. And Wendell picks it up. Bounce pass to Kennedy Mollenkamp. She'll come in. Missed the shot. Rebound taken down by the Indians. Now it's loose and taken away by Saxman, and Jay calls time. So Saxman was on the floor, and umpire, the referee right in front of Coach McIntyre, and she called timeouts. 57 seconds to play in the half. 23-7 to score in our K&L Tractor Sales and Service first quarter or second quarter scoreboard.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Take command of productivity with New Holland T5 Series Tractor, available at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery. With four easy-to-use transmissions, fuel-efficient engines, and a choice of comfortable ergonomic cabs, it's easy to find the model that's right for you. These are heavy-duty but nimble utility tractors with four-wheel drive and big power to help you do a wide range of jobs. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
23-7, Jay County in the lead. Again, K&L Tractor Sales and Service, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. You'll find the Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor Sales and Service at the south edge of Fort Recovery. 23-7, Patriots lead. Here's Sweeterman going left to Mollenkamp. Out to Sweeterman, open three-pointer is no good. Rebound fought for, and it's out of bounds off Fort Recovery. Down to 43 seconds to play. Here are the Patriots. May shot missed. Rebound for Sweeterman. She'll throw it up, no good. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. I think Sweeterman thought she'd draw a foul and did not.
Yeah.
30 seconds to play in the quarter and a half. Here's Callie Wendell. Wendell dishes off to Hillscamp. Now down low to Mollenkamp. Turnaround shot blocked. Rebound taken down by Saxman. 12 seconds to play. Sophie to Sweeterman. Down low to Mollenkamp. She'll turn, hook it up, missed the shot. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. 2 seconds to play. Half court shot from Hillscamp is no good. And that's the half. Again, thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, your dealer for those dependable New Holland tractors is K&L Tractors Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Again, 23 for Jay County, 7 for Fort Recovery here at the half. We'll come back, have more in our halftime show after this.
Do, re, mi, fa, so, good, la, ti, do.
What are you doing?
Sleeping on a Tempur-Pedic mattress makes me want to sing.
Tempur-Pedic mattresses from Jamar Appliance will make you sleep better.
I sleep better. Mr. Denny sleeps better because I'm not hitting him to roll over because he's snoring.
Do you have the adjustable bed with snore response?
Yes, and we have the soundscape mode so he can hear thunderstorms all night long.
That would make me sing, too.
Tempur-Pedic is music to my back. Do, re, mi, fa, so, good, Lottie, go to Jamar Appliance.
Hi, this is Gabe Faulkner with Barnum Brown Insurance in downtown Dunkirk. As a business owner, every day is overwhelmed with questions you have to answer, from payroll to product offerings. One thing you should never have to question is your insurance protection. The insurance professionals at Barnum Brown Insurance, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company, are here to ensure you always have proper coverage. With special programs from Hastings Mutual to serve all types of businesses, we work to protect your interests. Hastings Mutual and Barnum Brown Insurance in Dunkirk, working together to serve you. Call now at 765-768-6721 or visit barnumbrowninsurance.com.
The best part of this time of year is the smell of food cooking in the kitchen and gathering around the table. As you prepare your holiday meals, your first stop should be Fisher Meats. All Fisher Meats are made locally in small batches to savory perfection in our own smokehouses. We use only genuine hardwood chips for an authentic old world flavor. We have the tastiest selection of prime rib trimmed and tied to the perfect size for your family. Come taste the difference. At Fisher Meats, your tradition is our specialty.
Back here at Jay County, the Patriots lead Fort Recovery 23-7 at the half. And Junior Varsity play tonight, or this afternoon. Jay County defeated Fort Recovery 44-24. Three-quarter game, Jay County led 15-10 after one, 32-15 after two. Again, 44-24 the final for Fort Recovery. They were led in scoring by Maddie Shainline with five. Four for Bridget Homan, 4 points for McKenna Hillscamp, three for Sophia Guggenbiller, three for Ivy Toby, two for Emma Schmitz, and one, actually also two for Cameron Mullenkamp, and one for Bryn Roman. For Jay County, Rayla Newton was 16, 13 for Natalie Carino, 10 for Alexis Cybray, three for Meredith Dirksen, and two for Mackenzie Kramer. Again, 44-24, Jay County defeating Fort Recovery in junior varsity play. We'll come back. We'll have our halftime stats coming up right after this. Jay leads it 23-7, halftime of the varsity.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cano from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. See more and do more in the new 300 Series skid steer loader or track loader from New Holland. Its industry-leading 360-degree visibility is something to truly see. With its reverse camera and 8-inch multifunction LCD display, super boom lift technology, and rock-solid stability and redesigned controls, you'll work with greater speed, safety, and precision. Maximum productivity starts with clear view. Stop by K&L Tractor and Fort Recovery today.
Hi, this is Amanda Seegers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
Carrier, turn to the experts. See Dave's Heating and Cooling at 1238 West Water Street in Portland or call 726-2138.
Dr. Abby Small and Dr. David Fullenkamp are proud to announce that Dr. Small has acquired the optometry office of Dr. David Fullenkamp and is now known as Elite Eye Care. You can be assured that the same fantastic optometry services will continue with Dr. Abby Small. In addition, Dr. Fullenkamp will remain at the office to help with the transition. Elite Eye Care, the optometry office of Dr. Abby Small, 1111 North Meridian Street, Portland, and welcoming new patients.
Back here at Jay County, halftime, it's 23-7. The Patriots lead Fort Recovery. Let's go to Zeb Hudson and check out the halftime stats.
First for Fort Recovery. They're led scoring by Kennedy Mullenkamp with three, 2 points for Callie Wendell, and 2 points for Sage Luthold. Shooting for Fort Recovery in the first quarter, they were 0-7. Second quarter, 1-8 for 13%. So at the half, Fort Recovery is 1-15 for 7% from the floor. From the free throw line in the first half, Fort Recovery was 4-6 for 67%. All those free throws coming in the first quarter. From three-point range in the first quarter, Port Recovery is 0 for 5. Second quarter, 1 of 4 for 25%. So at the half, Port Recovery is 1 of 9 for 11% from three-point range. For Jay County, they're led in scoring by Sophie Saxman with 9. 6 points for Hallie Sweeterman. 2 points for Molly Mullenkamp. 2 points for Meredith Dirksen. 2 points for Brianna Dirksen. And 2 points for Danielle May. Shooting for Jay County. In the first quarter, they were 7 of 19 for 37%. Second quarter, 3 of 11 for 27%. So at the half, Jay County is 10 of 30 for 33% from the floor. From the free throw line, in the first quarter, Jay County was 1 of 3 for 33%. Second quarter, 2 of 4 for 50%. So at the half, Jay County is 3 of 7 for 47% from the free throw line. From three-point range, Jay County at the half is 0 for 4. And at the half, I have Port Recovery out-rebounding Jay County 20-19.
Turnover-wise, Port Recovery 10 in the first quarter, 6 in the second quarter. They have 16 at the half. Jay County 1 in the first quarter, 5 in the second. They've 4 in the second. Jay County 5 turnovers in that first half. And after one, what was the first quarter score? I didn't write it down.
15-4.
Jay County by 15-4 after one. In our halftime score, it's Jay County 23, Port Recovery 7. We'll come back, have the second half after this.
When you have a sewer or drain problem, you don't want excuses. You want results. Locally owned by John Lancaster, Roto-Rooter offers state-of-the-art camera inspection, jet cleaning, and, of course, septic tank pumping. Don't trust your sewer problem to just any name. Trust John Lancaster and Roto-Rooter Service. Serving a four-county area. Reliable service.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
Tim Klingensmith at Raymond James & Associates in Portland is proud of our Jay County Patriot team and wishes Jay County good luck this season. At Raymond James, the financial well-being of their clients always comes first. Raymond James financial advisor Tim Klingensmith, with over 30 years of experience, along with Maria Snow, client services associate, are available to help you with your financial needs at 928 North Meridian Street in Portland or call 260-726-8596. Raymond James & Associates in Incorporated. Member New York Stock Exchange, SIPC. Life well planned.
How can you make the holidays a little sweeter this year? Whether you're decorating, feeding a crowd, baking with the little ones, or shopping for gifts, our local businesses have you covered. The shops, businesses, restaurants, and service providers in our own backyard are your source for holiday sparkle, Christmas cheer, and warm winter memories. This holiday season, shop and buy local. Because when it comes to spreading holiday cheer, supporting our local businesses is the sweetest way to give. This reminder to shop local is brought to you by First Bank of Bern.
Second half just about underway, 23-7, Jay County in the lead. Again, tonight we'll have boys basketball, Jay County and Port Recovery. That game will be at the Port Site Fieldhouse. Freshman around 5, JV after that, and varsity after that. So we'll have both JV and varsity around 6-10 or so. Jay County ball to start the third. Our third quarter scoreboard sponsored by Cooper Farms. Here's Molly Mullenkamp to Sweeterman. Thought about the three, instead out to Brianna Dirksen. To Mullenkamp. In the lane to Saxman, works her way in. Out to Sweeterman. Around to Mullenkamp. Down to Saxman. Find Sweeterman. Open for three. The hop. The shot. No good. Rebound out of bounds. Off Fort Recovery.
It should be.
It's again, the threes aren't falling for Sweeterman. She'll get one of these in a second, maybe. Almost timed it right. She thought about it again. Passes left to Mullenkamp. Down 10-4, Brianna Dirksen stolen away. Turnover number 6 on the Patriots. Here comes Kennedy Mullenkamp, knocked away. Indians get it back. Shot by Wendell, no good. Rebound up and good for Luthold. First two-pointer tonight, today for Fort Recovery. It is 23-9. Here's Swiderman. For Dirksen. Back to Swiderman. Step back long two-pointer is good. Just needed to be a little closer. Just inside the three-point line. Makes it 25-9. And there's a steal, force Axman again. She'll bring it down, stops, bounce pass to Mullenkamp. Out to Swiderman, top of the key, three, no good. Well, oh, it almost bounced in. The rebound taken down by the Indians. Closer that time. Here's Niekamp going up top. With it is Mullenkamp. Left to Hillskamp. Back to Mullenkamp. Now to Wendelkamp. She should add that just for the fun of it. To the right to Niekamp. She'll dribble and puts the shot up. No good. Rebound taken down by Brianna Dirksen. Hook the upper court comes Saxman. No look pass to Mullenkamp. Up and in. Good set up there by Saxman. Mullenkamp has 4 coming off a career high 17 or 18 the last game. Both Mullenkamp and Danielle May set career highs in the Northeastern game. Nearly a travel on the Indians. It's knocked out of bounds. Meredith Dirksen in and Denton will go out. Yep. 5:28 to play in the third on our Cooper Farm scoreboard. It is 27-9, Jay County in the lead. To the right side it goes. Here is Niekamp. Shot is up, no good. Rebound taken down by Luthold, blocked by Molly Mullenkamp. Rebound out of bounds going to, let's see, I think they get a foul. It'll be on Mullenkamp for Jay.
Her first, team's first of the quarter.
Wasn't real demonstrative about his foul call. Now Mullenkamp for Jay picks up the foul. Out front is Niekamp. To Mullenkamp for recovery. The long two is no good. Meredith Dirksen the rebound for Jay County. Off to Swiderman to the right side. In the lane now to Mullenkamp, and Molly is fouled.
Should be on Luthold.
So Molly Mullenkamp to the free throw line for 2 shots, so we'll be back.
At Portland Insurance, we're committed to keeping farmers strong with quality insurance coverage that fits your unique world. From a hobby farm to a large corporate farm and everything in between, we can find the proper coverage and make it as simple as possible. See me, Kyle Champ, at Portland Insurance Agency, 115 East Main in Portland.
Both free throws missed by Molly Mullenkamp. Fort Recovery gets the rebound. Here come the Indians. Out front is Wendell. Wendell to her right to Hillskamp. Cut off, being double-teamed and trapped in the corner and timeout. Timeout by the Indians, 4:35 to play on our Cooper Farm scoreboard. It is 27-9. Jay County leads. Back with more after this here on WPGW.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Back at Jay County, 27-9. Jay leads Fort Recovery. Inbounding will be Cali Window for Fort Recovery.
Still think Fort Recovery's got to take advantage of the outside shot whenever they can.
Not stolen away by Swiderman. Cali will bring it down, stops, makes the shot, now puts the shot up, missed it. The rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. Probably shouldn't have shot that one. Here come the Indians. Mullenkamp now stolen away by Sweeterman again. Holly will bring it down, lays it up, and scores. Better choice. And took the shot.
Nice of Molly Mullenkamp. Was running stride for stride with her. Just eased up a bit just to take the defenders that could come get do something to the shot.
And not to distract her, too. Ball deflected again. It'll be out of bounds. Off. Jay Cummings.
Danielle May will check in. Sophie Saxman will come out.
And Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Indians have the ball, 29-9. Jay in the lead. Ball knocked away again on the floor, picked up by Dirksen. Meredith has the steal. Off to May. Out of Mullenkamp. Around to Meredith. To the corner from May. She'll attack the hoop. Little floater, no good. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery and Kennedy Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp dishes right side back up top. This is Callie Wendell. Wendell to her left to Mullenkamp. Back to Wendell. Deep three is no good. Rebound out of bounds. So what we've noticed is Callie Wendell likes to take deep threes. I think she's taken 4 3-pointers, and they've all been at least a foot behind the line.
I'm not sure how many of them actually hit rim.
Yeah. 29-9, the Patriots lead. 3:10 to play. Here's Sweeterman. Bounce pass to Mullenkamp. She'll put it up and score with a foul. Makes it 31-9.
Foul be on Kennedy Mullenkamp. Her first, team's second.
One shot for Mullenkamp.
Well, they say it's her second.
Molly good on the free throw. I think it's 33 or 32. Scoreboard says 32-9, traveling on the Indians. Let's see, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, it's 32. 32-9 the score. Fort Recovery up to 20 turnovers for the ball game. Jay County with 6. May with it for the Patriots. Goes in the lane to Mullenkamp. Back out to Sweeterman. Deep three for her. No good. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. Rebound goes to Cameron Mullenkamp of the Indians. Just what we need, another Mullenkamp on the floor. Little floater is no good for Wendell. Rebound up and no good. Rebound taken down by Molly Mullenkamp, and she is fouled. Was it? A few years ago, Jay County had 4 different Mullenkamps on the floor at the same time.
Yes.
We could have actually had 5 at one time. We have 3 Mullenkamps on the floor.
Fouls on Wendell, her first. Team's third.
2 Fort Recovery Mullenkamps and 1 Jay County Mullenkamp on the floor. Whoops. Brianna Dirksen went to pass, and the Patriot player in the corner had left her spot.
May had already went to go inside.
A rare Jay County turnover. That's only 7. 32-9. Jay leads 2:13 to play on our Cooper Farm scoreboard. Here's Kennedy Mullenkamp. Off to Callie Wendell. Ball knocked away, but Indians get it back. Niekamp. Now stolen away by Brianna Dirksen. To Sweeterman. Down low to May. She'll miss the shot. Rebound taken down by Niekamp for Fort Recovery. Here comes Mullenkamp for the Indians. Up and good for Kennedy. Her second basket makes it 32-11. Here's Sweeterman. Hooks the pass to Meredith Dirksen. Long 2-pointer is good. I like it when she's not afraid to shoot. Makes it 34-11. 23-point Patriot lead. Right side. Cameron Mullenkamp has the ball. She lost it. Picked up by May. 1:10 to play on our Cooper Farm scoreboard. Again, offering a program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Again, Cooper Farms. Floater for Sweeterman, and she is fouled.
Foul is on Callie Wendell, her second, team's fourth.
Two shots for Sweeterman. The first is no good. Hallie with 10 points so far today. Darkey back in for the Indians. And going out is Niekamp. Second free throw good. One of two for Hallie. She'll come out. Denton back in. Indians inbounded the ball, and Callie Wendell wasn't ready for it. All of a sudden, she saw the basketball coming at her. But the Patriots have backed off on defense, so no harm done. Wendell with it. Goes to her left. Kennedy Mollenkamp back to Wendell. To the right to Luthold. Tried to pass inside, knocked away by Brianna Dirksen. Mariners will pick it up, bring it down, give it back to Brianna. She'll draw a foul. It'll give and go from the Dirksens that time.
I'm thinking that Brianna wasn't wanting that ball back.
Yeah.
That's on Kennedy Mollenkamp, her third.
I think she was as surprised as anybody.
It's like, you got the layup, go. Whoops.
Free throw, no good. Duquesne has not shot the ball well at the line tonight, today.
The line or
the field?
The arc.
Yeah. Or the free throw, the layups. Both free throws, no good. The rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. Wendell up top. Three in the air is no good for Mollenkamp. Meredith Dirksen to rebound. Quickly down to Brianna Dirksen. Right side to May. Long two for her is no good. Rebound for Meredith Dirksen. Eventually. Out it goes to May. Around to Meredith. Open for three. No good.
I don't think she had a handle on that.
It might have been partially blocked, too. After three, it's Jay County leading 35 to 11. Thanks to Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Check out the many employment opportunities at Cooper Farms by going to CooperFarmsJoinOurTeam.com. That's CooperFarmsJoinOurTeam.com. 35-11, Jay County leads after three. Back with the fourth after this.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget. Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying, it's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Back here at Jay County, the Indians with the ball to start the fourth quarter. 35-11, Jay County in the lead. It's nearly a 5-second count. I'm not sure the referee was even paying attention, though. Outside is Niekamp. And she lost the ball. Picked up by the Patriots. Quickly down the court to Dirksen. Up and good for Brianna. Brianna Dirksen has four. 37-11. A 26-point lead. In the lane, Kennedy Mollenkamp, and knocked out of bounds by Jay County. Jay County leads by 26. Our fourth quarter scoreboard is sponsored by Hall Brothers. Inbound to Niekamp, and she is fouled. So Niekamp will have a couple of free throws. We'll come back after this.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery sells and services Case IH and Kubota farm equipment. We back up everything we sell and other brands of farm equipment. And that's where you come in. We need diesel technicians, combine and harvest technicians, and equipment set up. At Hull Brothers, we'll give you very competitive pay, great benefits, and paid training. Starting pay is based on experience. You ought to consider joining the Hull Brothers team in Fort Recovery, serving the area's farmers since 1896.
Join the hundreds of Jay County area residents who have made Pack-A-Sack their convenience store. Here in Jay County, you'll find Pack-A-Sack in Portland, Dunkirk, Redkey, and Bryant. Whether you're gassing up with Pack-A-Sack's quality gasoline, filling up your cup with fresh brewed coffee, or enjoying Pack-A-Sack's great selection of snack foods and soft drinks, you'll discover why Pack-A-Sack is your convenience store and a whole lot more. You'll also find Subway restaurants inside the Pack-A-Sack stores in Dunkirk, Redkey, and Bryant. Stop in soon and experience outstanding customer service and their friendly employees who will greet you with a smile at your nearby Pack-A-Sack.
Back here at Jay County, the Patriots lead 37-13 on our Hull Brothers fourth quarter scoreboard. Indians go back to full court here. Up to court it comes. Danielle May will score. Give the assist to Brianna Dirksen. 39-13 is Jay County able to break the press. Kennedy Mollenkamp goes to Niekamp. To the right it goes. The ball loose. Hilleskamp having trouble. Finally picks it up. Dribbles in. Now lost the ball again. Got it back. It's loose and a foul. She says, thank you.
Foul be on Meredith Dirksen. Her first.
How about our third quarter stats?
Jay County was 5 of 13 for 38% from the floor. 2 of 7 for 29% from the free throw line. And 0 for 4 from the 3-point range. Fort Recovery was 2 of 12 for 17% from the floor. No free throws and 0 for 2 from 3-point range.
39-13, the Patriots in the lead. 6:40 to play. Ball deflected, picked up by the Patriots briefly. And traveling will be called on Crano. She deflected the ball away and fell down trying to get the ball, and they called the travel when she rolled over. 39-13 the score. 6.5 to play in this fourth quarter. Again, our fourth quarter sponsored by Hull Brothers of Fort Recovery. 6:20 left. Here's Kylie Wendell to Mollenkamp. Kennedy Mollenkamp goes to the corner to Niekamp. Attacks the hoop, dishes outside three in the air for Garkey. Rebound taken down by Meredith Dirksen. Meredith has a few rebounds today. Now the ball knocked away by the Indians, and we have a Hull ball. That will go to Jay County. The Patriots lead. Sweeterman comes in to Molly Mollenkamp. Molly back to Sweeterman. She'll try another three and miss. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. Another one that almost went down, came back out. 3-4 the Indians. Niekamp is good. Finally, they hit one. They hit one in the first half late. And now they add a second. It is 39-16. Here's Sweeterman, getting close to 10 seconds, has to hurry, and does. She'll come down. Out it goes to Carreno. Back to Sweeterman. Up top to Molly Mollenkamp. To Meredith Dirksen. Dirksen's been out there a while. Hands off to Sweeterman. She'll drive the hoop, lost the ball, got it back, puts it up, misses. Rebound taken down by Jay. And Mollenkamp is tied up. So we'll go to Fort Recovery. 39-16 on our Hull Brothers fourth quarter scoreboard. My sheet. Again, Hull Brothers Incorporated, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery. Another turnover. 24 now for Fort Recovery. Here's Mollenkamp. Feeds out to Dirksen for three. No good.
Two.
It was long two.
Long two.
Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. Here comes Kennedy Mollenkamp. Nearly lost out of bounds and a foul.
Beyond Meredith Dirksen. Her second. Team second. Team's third.
Saxman And Brianna Dirksen back in. May and Meredith out.
They've been in there quite a while.
Yeah. 23-point Jay lead, 4.5 to play in our Hull Brothers scoreboard. Kennedy Mullenkamp scores. Count out with a foul.
I should be on Molly Mullenkamp.
Nice little teardrop in there for Kennedy Mullenkamp. 39-16 to score. Actually, it should be 18. Now 19. The Patriot lead. Here's Brianna Dirksen.
Yeah, you're right. It should be 19.
Thought about a deep three instead off the Mullenkamp. Yeah, they got it right. 39-19 the score. Here's Holly Switterman. Lost the ball. Gets it back. Needs help. And an offensive foul. Yep.
And she shoved off with the elbow.
Surprised they didn't call timeout when it was right in front of the bench.
The fifth team foul, since it was offensive, no shots.
Right. Jay County's been called for 5 team fouls this quarter, and Fort Recovery none so far. Here is Callie Wendell. Patriots lead by 20, though, on our Hull Brothers scoreboard.
That's travel.
And she traveled well before that. When they called it.
A lot of contact, but technical, yep.
Yeah. Technical foul has been called on Fort Recovery coach Tyler Deitch. So the Patriots will get 2 shots. And it'll be Holly Switterman taking them. You could probably hear through the microphone. He slapped the floor real hard and right with the referee in front of him.
Sweeterman makes the first.
She has 12. Second free throw is missed. Jay kind of will get the ball as well. 40-19 is the score. Here is Brianna Dirksen. Reed Saxman in the lane. Shot is good. Nice move. First points of this half for Sophie. She has 11. 42-19 the score. And ends with it. Hillscamp. She's out 3 for Wendell. Good. Wendell's a little closer that time. 42-22. Back to a 20-point game. Here's Saxman. Bounce pass to Switterman. 3:10 to play and a foul. It looked like they were trying to foul.
I know.
Wendell this time.
Her third, team's third. Should be their third.
Yeah. Switterman on the inbounds comes to Brianna Dirksen.
Because the technical foul should have been...
A team foul.
A team foul.
Yes. Here's Saxman down low and...
Traveled. Yeah, she traveled just before she got the pass off.
Injury for Fort Recovery as Garkey's down.
Garkey tried to get the pass that was going to Saxman. Missed and hit the ground hard.
Yeah. So while they tend to Garkey, we will take a break. Again, Cooper Farms, fourth quarter scoreboard, 42-22. Again, the Patriots, Hull Brothers, fourth quarter scoreboard. Sorry about that. Hull Brothers, our fourth quarter scoreboard. Again, your Case IH and Kubota dealer is Hull Brothers Incorporated on State Route 119 at the east edge of Fort Recovery. Back with more after this.
Rex Fugit and Jim Persinger at Mid-States Concrete and General Construction are proud to be the source for all of your commercial and industrial concrete and general construction needs, plus crane service as well. Mid-State's corporate office is now located in the former bank building on Highway 67 in Red Key. Please consider making MSC your go-to contractor for your next commercial or industrial project. MSC, proud to support Jay County students in the classroom and on the courts.
Hull Brothers and Ford Recovery sells and services Case IH and Kubota farm equipment. We back up everything we sell and other brands of farm equipment. And that's where you come in. We need diesel technicians, combine and harvest technicians, and equipment set up. At Hull Brothers, we'll give you very competitive pay, great benefits, and paid training. Starting pay is based on experience. You ought to consider joining the Hull Brothers team in Ford Recovery, serving the area's farmers since 1896.
Now, Kenzie Garkey has helped off the court. She already had a brace on her right leg, or left leg, I should say. She's headed to the training room. 42-22, Jay County in the lead. 2:50 to play in the fourth quarter on our Hull Brother scoreboard. Hook shot is up and good for the Indians. Number five, Callie Wendell with the basket. Indians have scored 13 this quarter after 11 the first three. Here's Saxman going to the hoop, missed the shot. The rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. 18-point game, 2:25 to play. Indians attack the basket. Shot is missed. Rebound for Saxman. She'll bring it down the court. Spins. Leaves it for Mullenkamp. Up and good. Molly Mullenkamp has 9. There's 44-24 the score. Wasn't that the final of the JV game? Yeah.
It was.
Patriots by 20. Here's Hillskamp. To Mullenkamp for three. Banks it in.
Banks it in.
Kennedy Mullenkamp. She's in double figures. 44-27. Sweeterman across the timeline. No look pass to Carino. Up and no good. Rebound on the floor. Picked up by Hillskamp of Fort Recovery. She wants to go toward the hoop. Her shot is blocked. Indians get the rebound and a foul on Carino.
He hurt first. Again, Jay County over the 5 limit.
Two shots no matter what. And tonight we'll have Jay County Fort Recovery boys basketball around 6:10 or so from the Fort Site Fieldhouse.
I think that's knee camp, isn't it?
With the JV game, yes. And there's a freshman game at 5. We'll have the JV around 6:10 or so.
Livia Lucci, Alexis Cybre, Erica Thurkson, and Raylan Newton in for Jay County.
And staying out there,
it's Carino.
It's Carino. Free throw for Newcamp is good on the second one. Indians will send in Bryn Willman, number 24, 5'10 freshman.
Cadence Eber also checked in. Along with Emma Smits.
16-point Jay County lead. 1:24 to play. Meredith Dirksen has it for Jay.
Ivy Toby as well.
Here's Carino. She'll back it out. Goes to Meredith.
And Bridget Holman.
Okay.
Found them all. After all their hair looked out of the way of their numbers.
Yeah. Bounce pass goes to Carino. Jay County salting some clock off. Here's Meredith again.
If you get Newton out top, show some of her dribbling skills that she's learned this year in JV.
Cybray tried a shot, missed it. Rebound taken down. She joins the parade of missed layups. And the Indians get the rebound. Bounce pass down low. Turnaround shot is up and good for 24. Bennett Willman. Makes it a 44-30 game. 25 seconds to play. Fort Recovery scored 19 points this quarter. 11 the first three. And Jay County had their top-notch defense going in those first three quarters. Newton with it. Goes to Dirksen. 7 seconds to go. It's like 44-30 will be our final. Patriots get a 14-point win and improved to 6-2. Indians dropped to 1-3. Again, 44-30 is the final. Thanks to Hull Brothers, our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, when you need outstanding service for your farm or lawn and garden equipment, think of Hull Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We'll come back, have our post-game show. Coming up again, Jay County wins at 44-30.
For all of your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning equipment and service, see Dave McGill and Dustin Huftel at D&D Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Dave and Dustin have over 50 years' experience offering Comfort Maker heating and air conditioning service, Rheem water heaters, plus water conditioning, eel and jetter service, well service, plus sewer and water service. Located at 123 North Depot Street behind Subway. Call D&D at 260-766-4249. License number PC 196-00052. D&D Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Portland.
The John Jay Center for Learning wants you to know that with the announcements of two new child care facilities opening up in Portland, Ivy Tech Marion has added an early childhood education class to be offered at the John Jay Center for Learning in Portland. Intro to Early Childhood Education will now be offered as an in-person class at the John Jay Center. This may give you an opportunity to gain employment at one of the two new child care facilities, which will be opening soon here in Portland. For more information, contact the John Jay Center for Learning in downtown Portland.
Let's talk interest rates. Not that kind of interest. I mean interest in you. At First Merchants Bank, we are 100% interested in your success. Our bankers provide a level of attentiveness unlike any other. We're here to get to know you and to be a helpful partner in your financial success. Aren't you tired of your bank just saying they care about your business? Make the switch to First Merchants Bank and feel the difference of real, honest interest in you. First Merchants Bank. For a better banking experience, visit firstmerchants.com/switch, helping you prosper. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For the finest in kitchen appliances and a complete line of bedding, it's Jamar TV Appliance and Bedding in Portland. Jay County is a special place to live and work, and it's been Jamar's privilege to have served the Jay County area for more than 50 years. All of you who have been Jamar's customers are very much appreciated, and it's been a terrific experience serving you. Thank you for your patronage. Shauna and Jim Runkle say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from everyone at Jamar TV Appliance and Bedding, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland.
Hi, this is Aaron Walter with Barnum Brown Insurance in Dunkirk. As a business owner, every day is overwhelmed with questions you have to answer, from payroll to product offerings. One thing you should never have to question is your insurance protection. The insurance professionals at Barnum Brown Insurance, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company, are here to ensure you always have proper coverage. With special programs from Hastings Mutual to serve all types of business, we work to protect your interests. Hastings Mutual and Barnum Brown Insurance in Dunkirk, working together to serve you. Call now at 765-768-6721 or visit barnumbrowninsurance.com.
Back here on our post-game show again, Patriots of Jay County defeat the Indians of Fort Recovery by a score of 44-30. Let's go to Zub and check out the post-game stats.
First for Fort Recovery, they're led in scoring by Kennedy Mullenkamp with 11, 7 points for Carly Wendell, 6 points for Carly Niekamp, 4 points for Sage Luthold, and 2 points for Bryn Willman. Shooting for Fort Recovery in the first quarter, they were 0 for 7. Second quarter, 1 of 8 for 13%. Third quarter, 2 of 12 for 17%. Fourth quarter, 6 of 9 for 67%. So on the night, or on the afternoon, Fort Recovery was 9 of 36 for 25% from the floor. From the free throw line, Fort Recovery in the first quarter was 4 of 6 for 67%. Did not shoot another free throw until the fourth, and then they were 4 of 5 for 80%. So on the afternoon, Fort Recovery was 8 of 11 for 73% from the free throw line. From three-point range in the first quarter, Fort Recovery was 0 for 5. Second quarter, 1 of 4 for 25%. Third quarter, 0 for 2. And fourth quarter, 3 of 4 for 75%. So on the afternoon, Fort Recovery was 4 of 15 for 27% from three-point range. For Jay County, they were led in scoring by Hallie Sweeterman with 12, 11 for Sophie Saxman, 9 for Molly Mullenkamp, 4 for Meredith Dirksen, 4 for Brianna Dirksen, and 4 for Danielle May. Shooting for Jay County in the first quarter, they were 7 of 19 for 37%. Second quarter, 3 of 11 for 27%. Third quarter, 5 of 13 for 38%. And fourth quarter, 4 of 10 for 40%. So on the afternoon, Jay County was 19 of 53 for 36% from the floor. From the free throw line in the first quarter, Jay County was 1 of 3 for 33%. Second quarter, 2 of 4 for 50%. Third quarter, 2 of 7 for 29%. And fourth quarter, 1 of 2 for 50%. So on the night, Jay County was 6 of 16 for 38% from the free throw line. From three-point range, on the afternoon, Jay County was 0 for 9. And in rebounding, I had Jay County, or Fort Recovery out rebounding Jay County 38 to 30.
Turnovers here tonight, today, Fort Recovery had 10 in the first quarter, 16 in the 6 in the second quarter, 16 at the half. 6 turnovers in the third quarter and 3 in the fourth. Again, Indians 25 total turnovers. Jay County 1 in the first, 4 in the second, 2 in the third, and 2 in the fourth. Patriots end up with 9 turnovers for the contest. Quarter scores, Jay led 15-4 after 1, 23-7 at the half, 35-11 after 3, and again the final, Jay County 44, Fort Recovery 30. Jay County goes to 6-2, Fort Recovery drops to 1-3. We'll come back, have more in our postgame show after this.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Toys, toys, and more Melissa and Doug toys. Kalp Pharmacy has gifts for babies, toddlers, and school-aged children, so we can help you cross off a name or two on your Christmas list. Melissa and Doug toys are great for hands-on learning, imagination, and creative fun. So check out the selection of toys this Christmas season at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
I know what you're thinking. You don't want to come home from work shaking your head wondering, is this all there is? Well, Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, and we need technicians and mechanics for our service department. Are you technically inclined and enjoy working on farm equipment? Well, give us a call. Hull Brothers has very competitive pay and great benefits, and we'll pay you while we train you. Experienced technicians are preferred, but that's not required. Call us today or apply online and join the Hull Brothers team.
Back here on the postgame show, joined by Jay County head coach Sherry McIntyre. And coach, that was a win, and that's all I can say, I think.
Yeah, definitely glad to get out of here today with a win. Not very pretty, that's for sure, but it definitely goes down as a win in the win column, so you always appreciate those. Yeah. But we didn't shoot the ball very well. We shot the felt like we, got out and did some things defensively that we wanted to do, got steals, and then just couldn't convert, I kind of wonder, I don't know, I'm not trying to make excuses, but obviously first afternoon game, typically we would come in the morning and practice. You know, we didn't do that this morning with JV start time at, with a noon start time. So, I don't know if I would like to think, getting out of our routine, we would be able to handle that, but obviously it didn't show today. It was because we were out of our routine, how we would normally do a Saturday game. We'd come in and practice and then be ready to go Saturday evening, and because we we just didn't have very good performance.
That's one of those things that's changed over the years. You used to play a lot of Saturday afternoon games. I think this might be the only one this year.
Yeah, I think you're right. And yes, that used to be the case. You know, I felt like our kids played hard. Can never fault this group for not playing hard, but definitely didn't play up to our potential. You know, and sometimes a lot of families, you know, from Fort Recovery that are part of, you know, Jay County's families. And so I don't know if that had anything to do with it. You know, kids just wanting to do well so bad that sometimes that can hinder you, and you just try too hard, you know. And that might have been the case a little bit this afternoon as well.
You said your defense played very well, held Fort Recovery to only 11 points through the first three quarters, kind of helped let up a little bit after that, but very good defense those first three.
Yeah, you know, I felt like we did what we needed to do defensively, but then we just couldn't convert on the offensive end. You know, I think somebody said we were 0 of 10 at the three-point line. You know, we haven't shot that poorly all season. So, and then just finishing around the basket, you know, our girls have got to do a better job than that. And today it just wasn't there, but I am pleased as far as our effort. You know, I felt like we play hard. It just was an off game today, and, you know, we got to move on. We're got two games next week, so we're not going to dwell on this. Come back Monday and be ready to have a good practice and prepare for Muncie Central on Tuesday.
Right, Muncie Central Tuesday, varsity only.
Yes, yeah, no, their numbers doesn't allow them to have a JV game, so it'll just be a varsity 7 o'clock start time.
All right, thanks for the coming up after the game. Congrats on the win.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, that's Jay County Head Coach Sherry McIntyre here on the post-game show. We'll come back and have more after this timeout.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Commercial didn't play like I wanted it to. Back here at Jay County, again, the Patriots defeat Fort Recovery by a score of 44-30. Again, a reminder, coming up tonight, we'll have boys basketball, Jay County and Fort Recovery. Freshman game at 5, JV after that, varsity after that. And again, we'll be on the air around 6:10 with the junior varsity contest. Again, thanks to our studio producers, again, here on site for Fort Recovery Radio is Neil Spencer. Across the road at WPGW Studios is Sebastian Solis. Thanks to Coach McIntyre for coming up after the ball game. Thanks for everyone for listening to today's game. And, of course, all of our fine sponsors, both from Fort Recovery and Jay County. And again, the final in the JV game was 44-24, Jay County over Fort Recovery. And in the varsity game, it was 44-30, again, also Jay County over Fort Recovery. From Jay County High School, I'm Justin Mangold. Have a good rest of your afternoon, everyone.
You've been listening to Lady Patriot Basketball on Jay Country 101. This broadcast has been presented by community-minded sponsors and by the Jay Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your Jay County sports station.
WPGW AM and FM, Portland.